Masters week.
Tiger 6 behind already.
So far, he's not out of it. He moves the needle.
He moves Jaden's needle.
He definitely does.
Oh, God. Looking at them dick pics again. What's up, Who Dat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Doom Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is a zero, but I am drinking a Ballast Point Brewing Company Grapefruit Sculpin. Sculpin? It's an IPA with natural grapefruit flavors. Very subtle. Actually, one of my my go-to IPAs in the last year, so to replace until the Abita Tangerine comes back out. All right, so would you agree this offseason's been pretty cold, and then hot, and then cold again? It's like,
yeah.
I don't know. We know there's not a whole lot of football news during this time of year, and most of the time, like those daily and weekly shows about football have to manufacture storylines and create fake news. But it seems this spring in particular, the Saints have had about, what, like 1 week where all the legitimate news dropped at once, including Tom Benson's death.
Including right. The owner. He dropped right.
Like everything. Right. In like a five-day right. period.
Right. Zach Street retired.
Drew Brees signed.
Drew Brees signed. We signed a couple of players, and Tom Benson died. Exactly.
And, then radio silence. I suppose that means that this week we're going to catch up on a little bit of the Saints and NFL news that there is, but for the most part, we want to welcome you to the Dome Patrol podcast.
Back out.
Movie TV edition. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the spoilers. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I want to say two, but it's probably a three.
We'll be
the judge of that. I had a margarita with dinner, and now I've got a drink right now in my Master's cup.
Ah.
It's a great week.
Because of the Masters.
As is, of course, the tradition.
All right, and David, welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good, Jeff. I'm drinking a Dixie.
Ah, look at this. We're all drinking for the movie TV show. Yeah. All right, so then let's get the news out of the way, and then we're going to basically talk movies and TV shows for everybody. So the first thing is the fake news.
Am I making this presentation directly to the American people with the media present, which is an honor to have you this morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth.
Russia is a ruse. It's all fake news. It's all a ruse.
Not true.
It's all fake news. Russia is a ruse. Fake. It's all fake news. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake. One of the reasons I'm here.
The only Saints, true Saints deal is Ben Watson coming home to New Orleans. You say coming home, he just played for 1 year and then he took off, went somewhere for
a year.
He played two.
Yeah,
he played two.
Was it? Okay, yeah. It felt like one.
Yeah. Classic, yeah.
Gotta get one of those in.
Of course.
All right, so.
Tradition unlike any other.
The Masters. The good thing is we now don't have any glaring needs going into the draft. True or false?
Well,
I don't know about that.
Oh, false. We definitely need our receiving core is not great, especially after if Michael Thomas, God forbid, goes down. We have like me and you playing wide receiver.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, come on. Give the.
I mean, Titkin's all right.
Yeah.
Right.
Again, Ginn's all right, but we don't know if we're going to see old Ted Ginn, new Ted Ginn.
Eventually old Ted Ginn's got to show up, right?
You know, and again, Snead hasn't signed. He could possibly be back. Vaccaro, they could all be back.
But to go back to my question, glaring. Is receiver now the most glaring?
I think receiver is a glaring need.
Receiver's a glaring need. Defensive end's a glaring need. Tight end is still a need.
Although it's interesting, so now that we have Watson, and I was always a believer that we were going to draft tight end. Let's say they still draft a tight end. You're going to have four on the roster. That means one of either, I mean, I'm guessing Watson's going to stick, so that means one of either Fleener or Hill will not make the team.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to keep four tight ends.
Well, it's going to have to be Hill that they drop because you're paying
too much money. But you also have Who Man, right? He's still on the roster.
Yeah, he's still on the roster too. Him too.
You're right. Right. You got Hooman, Hill, and Fleener.
Fleener
and Watson.
And Watson.
So
and
maybe you know what? You're right. Maybe they don't draft another guy. Maybe they don't.
That's kind of what I'm thinking now. Now they draft a receiver instead of a tight end.
Then you're right. I didn't sit there and count them and realize it's four.
Watson is your guy. I mean, how old is Watson? Watson. 38. We got Watson here.
See, nobody cares.
It's hey, the movie
episode. Right, it's a movie episode. Right. Watson should still be able to be productive. I mean, he had an okay season with fucking Joe Flacco throwing to him last year.
That's my point. He was fantastic when he was here. We hated to lose
him.
Yeah,
absolutely. So I expect him to be our number one, the best receiver, the best
tight end
on the team. I mean, it's not, the bar is not high. So who if you even if you drafted a guy and you got five guys competing for a job, cut two, cut who man and Hill.
I think we might cut. I mean, at Fleener's price tag,
you're
I think he's more likely
Fleener
to be cut.
No, I think you still you go with Fleener one more year.
He's a good blocker.
No,
right.
All right.
Jeff's expert. Yeah, that's it.
That's right. The next piece of news is Nosu, which again by now it's old news, bad news. But it, what it does say is that combined with the fact that Brandon Cook signed with the Rams as well, the Rams are like pushing all the chips in.
And that, people, is what grinds my gears. Tom?
The Rams are all in. They've gotten Aqib Talib, Sue, Brandon Cooks, and there was another big signing. I'm interested in seeing that line with Sue
And Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald next to each other.
I mean, Donald's got to be pissed. He's been dying to get paid, and now you give Sue... whatever, $13 million.
They're going to pay him. Sue is only on a one-year $14 million deal. He'll be paid.
Like
Sue will go off them.
The Rams are positioning an NFC championship game between the Saints and the Rams.
And, I mean, because the rest of that division is, I mean, Seattle's rebuilding. They stink. The Cardinals don't have a quarterback. They stink. San Francisco is going to be better, but they're probably still just a set, maybe a seven-win team. So it's going to be their division, and I get it. I mean, while their quarterback is cheap on a rookie deal, they can afford to load up elsewhere to make a move. But man, it's going to be fucking awesome when Goff gets hurt in week two and they just fucking face plant. Because think about it, there's a lot of expectations for them now in a big fucking market like LA. Ah. Their stadium coming up in a couple of years. There's a lot more pressure on them than there was before.
But look, I mean, that statement that you made, you know, that can be made about every team who has a true starting quarterback, you know?
I mean, sure, but considering they're loading up, like...
They're going all in. And you're hoping the quarterback lands.
That's honestly, if you
that's what we do. That's what everybody
does. Well, look, and I said it. It's a good strategy. I hope it fails spectacularly.
Well, for our sake, yes, because the only reason I believe the Saints didn't go to the Super Bowl and even win it this year was because of injury. There was no other reason why we wouldn't have won the Super Bowl this year.
Well, we were the most injured team in the playoffs.
Yeah, we lost 22 players to injury.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Injury, look, I mean, you got that's part of the game.
The Rams are going to face injury. It's a matter of who and how much
everything. And so are the Saints, and so are the Patriots, right, everybody. The Eagles lost their starting quarterback and still won. So
that's still crazy.
The Rams are all in. They've added some big name free agents. Let's see if that works out. You know, it doesn't always work out.
No. And I believe the Rams come to the Dome this year.
The Rams do come to New Orleans.
So Lattimore gets to shut down Cooks again. It's going to be nice.
And speaking of Cooks, so Cooks was traded to the Rams.
Pretty amazing, and it goes to the genius of Belichick, but like, how the hell were they able to get a first-round pick for a guy whose contract is up after this year? I mean, technically, if Rams can't get into agreement, he can just walk.
Right. I mean, but the funny thing, right, I mean, this man, he was picked 20th by us. The Patriots gave up a 32nd pick for him. And the Rams gave up a 24, 26, 27, I'm not sure what.
I think it was 23, and then, you know, gave up a fourth, but got back a six.
Right. So basically, I mean, you know, Brandon Cooks is, you know, three number one. I mean, this man's better than Herschel. He's better than Herschel Walker. And everybody loved him. I don't know that he's done that particularly great. You know?
I mean, he's had decent stats. He's had over 1,000 yards. And
he's had 1,000 yards.
Seven three, TDs the last three seasons. I mean, he's been okay, but it seems like, you know, he could be shut down. He's not a true number one because he could be shut down.
I sort of believe that, you know, right? I mean, he's averaging 8 touchdowns and 1,100 yards over the last 3 years. I mean, that's good.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
I mean, he was playing with Drew Brees and Tom Brady.
That always helps.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I feel like the Patriots are sort of like us, where it's hard to get 1,000 yards for a receiver, you know, because they're spreading the ball. So
yeah, but for him, he's catching it 40 yards down the field per catch, right? I mean,
he has a pretty high average, you know, 15 yards an average catch. That's high.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
Yeah, no, good for him.
Well, there you go. Then we got a little...
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
What's this deal with Drew Brees suing somebody over some jewelry that he overpaid for?
Drew Brees, not a very smart man.
Aha! Drew Brees bought some jewelry in San Diego, where he lives, and apparently he spent $15 million on said jewelry.
What was this, the Hope Diamond?
Anyway, now he's a little... yeah, now he's a little upset that the jewelry didn't appraise for what they said it was going to appraise for.
I immediately have a problem, but I'm going to let you go.
Right, you know, so he is taking the jeweler to court. Now, I mean, I see so many things wrong with this. A,
you don't spend $15 million on jewelry. Stop. B.
Right. And look, he's not buying the same shit that we buy, okay? But jewelry is the biggest scam out there.
Well, that's the point. He should be buying the same shit we buy because nobody gives a shit and nobody cares.
Right. But he's buying blue diamonds and pink diamonds and, you know, purple hearts.
Purple
horseshoes
and Lucky Charms.
That's exactly what he bought.
So, right.
Number
you
two,
know?
I'm sorry, if you are going to spend $15 million, you get that shit appraised before you write a fucking check, right? I mean,
right. By an independent appraiser, not by the guy who's selling it to you.
Right. No. My guy in the back looked at it. He said it's legit. It's good.
I mean, I don't see how, you know, besides, like you said, Drew Brees being a fucking dumbass. I don't, you know, it's buyer beware. It's not this guy's fault that you're a moron.
Who'd he bring in? Ryan Pace?
it's a hell of a story. And look, if you look at Drew Brees, you go to overthecap.com, you know, he's made about $200 million in football. And let's say he made another $25 million in advertisements. All right, so $225 million.
And he invested in the restaurant business.
Right. You know, so look, the government agents and managers take half of that easily. So let's say, you know, you have $100 million and you're going to invest, you know, a little, you know, over 12%, and fuck you, stupid.
I mean, that is really a stupid fucking decision.
Why?
Was that what it was? Is it supposed to be an investment? He's trying to start like a jewelry company?
Yes, 100%. Yes. I mean, that's what he thought.
He thought he was buying not a diamond, but rather, or at least a giant diamond that he will then have cut and turned into jewelry that he would turn around.
No. They were cut diamonds, but. Again, like I said, they were rarer diamonds, not just like the nice white clear diamonds
Well, did he have to go to South Korea and were those diamonds in a briefcase and then suddenly Black Panther showed up and ruined everything for him?
He definitely didn't go to Jared.
That's the first time anybody heard that joke.
I actually haven't heard it. But I don't listen to the radio, so I don't know, maybe I missed it.
But you read it on Twitter.
No, I did not.
But
I
a friend of yours.
You know. Like I said, jewelry is such a scam. Such a scam, period.
Yeah.
It is such a high markup. You can never get back. It's just bullshit.
The humanitarian that he is, next thing he's going to find out is that it was a blood diamond. And then that's going to be your headline. Drew Brees overpays for a blood diamond.
Right.
You should have just bought a fucking bar of gold or some shit.
Right. Right. If you want to invest in precious metals, buy gold.
Right.
You know?
Why?
I mean, and diamonds, you know, they are a commodity. They do go up and down.
Why spend $15 million on
right.
That's
you really sound
stupid.
Like a fucking asshole too.
Not if it's an investment for him trying to start a jewelry business.
Yeah, you know,
that's
how,
Drew
that's how professional athletes go broke.
Where's exactly. The Rock when you need him?
Breeze claims the biggest hit he took was on a 4-carat blue diamond ring he bought in 2015 for $8.18 million.
He's been doing this for years.
Which recently appraised for only $3.75 million. But I like people who go, oh, I'm so surprised because he's such a great businessman. No, he's not. He's a fucking idiot.
How's Jimmy John's doing?
I don't know. I'm sure they're doing okay.
They're here.
How's Walk-On? No,
I will say, I think he did a better job getting into Walk-Ons because I think that's going to survive and expand.
I think that has legs, right.
Right. That's a good investment, but Jimmy John's, I just don't see that sticking around.
But he could sell his interest of Jimmy John's. I mean, bottom line, Jimmy John's is your entry level. It's your gateway franchise. It's fast food. It's a quick little easy, cheap, and get in the business. Walk-On's is a bigger commitment. It's a real restaurant.
Right. It could become a Hooters. I don't know that it will, but, right. It has the potential. And he already has some in a couple of franchises in Texas,
Yeah.
And it's a sports bar. Everybody loves it.
They opened one here in Alexandria.
Wow.
I just said they had some in Texas.
They always go together.
The man, all we know about the man is that he is a great football player, a once-in-a-lifetime football player, a Hall of Famer. We'll never replace him. But I guess we all make mistakes. And spending $15 million on jewelry. And then, of course, in typical Drew Brees fashion, he's the victim. Drew Brees is a professional victim. Every contract, he's the victim. And he's the victim here, too. Someone took advantage of him. So he lost. Lesson learned. Don't buy jewelry.
All right. Then that's going to move us into Pelican Plunge.
You gonna win. Yeah. Yeah, pass the ball, final casting call. First of all, verbal basketball. Off the glass, smash your jaw. Too fast for y'all.
They did plunge for a while. It's crazy. So they were up. They were up to the 4 seed, and then they proceeded to lose 4 games in a row and dropped to the 8 seed. Just like that. They did win last night, thankfully. Memphis is tanking, and they won pretty handily. They won by 20 points last night. So they're tied for 7th, but it's so crazy because 4th and 9th place are separated by just 2 games. It is absolutely absurd how close everything is.
Too many people get into the NBA playoffs.
No, I mean they're 44 and 34. I mean these are good records.
No, they are. No, they are, but still, I think too many people get into the playoffs. I mean, but you're right, 44 wins, that's I think that definitely brings Gentry back one way or the other.
Especially after losing Boogie. I mean, I think if Boogie is still around.
I don't know. I thought we played better after we lost Boogie.
It may have seemed that way, but you can't lose a talent like Boogie and be better. Like, if Boogie was still around, I think they'd be in the 3 spot right now. I think they'd be the 3 seed in the playoffs.
I thought their record had been better without him. I mean, I'm not going to go check it.
I mean, they had that 10-game winning streak, but, I mean, look, you can't replace a talent like Boogie. They've been out-rebounded, and that's what killed them against Oklahoma City on Sunday. They couldn't rebound without them. But anyway, there's 4 games left, 3 on the road, and then the finale at home against the Spurs Wednesday of next week. It's just crazy how volatile it is. Now, they do get Phoenix tomorrow night, and Phoenix is tanking as well, so that should be a win. So then I think if they win 2 out of the 4, I think they'll clinch because a lot of these teams are playing each other. So I think they should at least beat Phoenix tomorrow. And then if they can win at least one more, it should be enough to get in, but it's going to come down to the wire. It's going to be nuts. So I hope, that last game against the Spurs, I just hope the arena's packed and full and cheering them on. But it would be, I know you've made your opinion about teams making the playoffs, but still making the playoffs with this team after losing Boogie is a big accomplishment. And I also think it helps to re-sign Boogie, making the playoffs, because he can look at the team and say, oh, they made the playoffs even without me. If I come back, we're going to be even better. And Davis had said, when Boogie was still healthy, they thought they could beat anybody. I mean, they beat Houston the game Boogie got hurt, and Houston's best record in basketball, so... It's going to be a fun stretch. I mean, it's playoffs here on out. So hopefully the next time we talk, we'll have some playoff games to talk about.
Yeah. So that will lead us into a very short, only because you guys have had the debate for the last 7 weeks in a row. We are now forced into a situation where we have to check in on golf for a new official segment. Tiger Week!
But, I mean, in addition to Tiger Week, it's Masters Week. Masters Week is the best week of golf of the year, the best major of the year, the only major that's held at the same place every year. I got to finally see it in person last year, and it's just fucking amazing.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Tiger moves the needle.
Anyway, Masters this week, Tiger's playing. Tiger has played well the last, you know, he didn't play last week, so, you know, the last month, let's say, he's been, you know, he's played well. No doubt about it. He's been in contention. Came in second the last tournament he played. Now, you know, a little different competitors around him this time. You know, the Masters bring out the best. I think we can all agree with that.
You've got 49 of the top 50 in the world.
Right.
But so, it is a smaller field because it's invitational. There's only 80-something guys playing. Even in the other majors, you've got over 100 guys playing.
Right,
but
it's
a lot of the top guys. It's crazy to think Tiger hasn't played the Masters in 3 years.
Yeah, not really crazy for most people because most people don't care. But anyway, so after today, Thursday, right? So after the first round, like Jason said, Tiger's tied for 29th, but only five back. So that's definitely contention, you know? A lot more golf to play.
A lot more golf to play. I mean, a lot of guys are up there. I mean, there's been a lot of hype coming into this Masters because you got Tiger coming back playing well, but also all the other top players have been playing well, have won this year. There's been so much buzz for the Masters. I've been reading reports and listening to podcasts about the reports of the excitement on the grounds and the crowd on the ground.
He's a legend. I've told you that last time. No one's arguing the fact that Tiger Woods isn't a legend, one of the greatest golfers of all time.
He will win.
And the person who made a changed the world of golf, made the most popular it's ever been, undoubtedly.
The Masters is fucking fantastic, and I can't wait to see how it all
unfolds. Nobody cares. Good for you. Good.
So he doesn't care about the Masters.
I need to take a shit. I can't wait to see how that unfolds.
Whoever listens, please tweet the account and just say, fuck you, Damon. I care about the Masters. Please.
Follow Jason. That's who you want your leader to be. The Masters!
Okay.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, the Masters. I'm jerking off right now. Take him. Oh, God. Amen corner. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Give me a second while I clean up.
I think that's a Dome Patrol podcast first.
Wow. What a fucking asshole.
I mean, you don't want to do it.
Hey, hold on. As funny as it was, I mean, you are kind of peeing on Jason's parade. I mean, Jason likes this. You don't. That's okay.
David, we just don't all have to like the people same don't, thing. People only care about fucking football. That's all name is. People
I don't know the Dome Patrol podcast. I wonder why I would get that fucking imagination.
Well, I don't know. We're about to talk about TVs and movies. I mean, fuck. Right.
Well, no one cares about golf. That's all I'm telling you.
Right. Okay. Nobody cares about it.
But how did curling do this? Well, what big of curling events happened this week?
Right, because that's totally the same thing.
Yes. Totally. So a lot of people, yes. To
it's
most
not
people,
the same thing.
To a majority of people,
totally the majority, same
to a
Such
majority
a fucking
of people,
simpleton.
To a majority of people, it is.
It's right. Not the same thing. Curling is much more exciting.
This is true.
All right. The old bait and switch. Okay. That's enough of that. I'm going to move us now into... So, you like movies? I did see Black Panther yesterday, finally.
Oh, okay.
I liked it. I mean, I'm not going to go so far as to say, like, it's the greatest Marvel movie of all time. I will say this. I do think that it's a good completion of the bridge from the old to the new, where, you know, my whole thing in a couple of years ago was, how the hell are you going to move from Captain America, Iron Man,
and Thor as the Avengers, you clearly can't continue with just those guys, and you're going to have to build more and more of this universe, more and more of the Avengers themselves. And it just seemed like there's not going to be any good characters that are going to truly ever live up to that level. You know, even Ant-Man. Ant-Man will never replace one of those three. You know, Ant-Man's like Hulk.
Robert Downey Jr., I mean, nails Iron Man.
Yes.
Right? I mean, when he's gone, I mean, it's going to...
I mean, it will be a... But even Chris Evans, like, Chris Evans is Captain America. Like, right. Captain America is such a great...
But you character. Now you could say if you're going to bring in Winter Soldier, the theory that he's going to end up becoming the new Captain America. Okay, that's a good transition there. You've got to replace Iron Man. I do think Black Panther could be an effective level, an A-level superhero.
Well, you're going to have, and that's kind of what they've done in the comics too. The Avengers, even though you've got your core originals, they've always been pretty interchangeable, and that's. You know, as in the real world, as actors' contracts come up and they get more expensive, you've got to move on. So that's what they've introduced these characters, and now they're bringing them all together in Infinity War. So you're going to have, like, Black Panther is going to be a leader. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man I don't see as...
But Spider-Man is the most popular Marvel
movie.
Spider-Man will be a comic relief character, I think, more than a leader.
Moving forward, they can make him more serious.
Yeah, they're going to make him into a leader,
Did you see the preview for the Venom movie?
No, I have not.
But I don't think it's connected. It takes place in the Spider-Man universe, but not the MCU
universe.
I don't like
as a whole. Like, that wasn't... But even in the trailer for Venom, like, you never saw fucking Venom.
No,
you didn't. I don't think the movie's going to be very good, honestly.
Wow.
I think it's going to be a letdown. You know why? Because Marvel, the real Marvel, isn't involved in the story.
Well, there you have it.
So there's no point in talking about it.
Deadpool 2 looks very good.
Looks hilarious.
Yes, I mean, it's Deadpool.
Mm-hmm. Going to be good.
Yeah.
Going to be good. But of course, the big thing is fucking Infinity War.
Of course, that's right.
I'm assuming you guys have seen the trailers by now.
Yes.
I mean, what have you learned from the trailers other than everybody's going to be in it?
Well, we already knew that.
Right. So the trailer...
All the trailer was
basically a bunch of, like, slow motion zooms on each character's face. It's a bunch of close-ups. Hey, there's Iron Man. Hey, there's Captain America. Hey, there's Hulk. Hey, there's Black Widow. Hey, there's Ant-Man. Hey, there's Guardians of the Galaxy. Hey, there's Doctor Strange. Hey, there's, okay, I get it. They're all in it. I knew that all the way. I got nothing out of the trailers.
It just further excites me. Like, holy shit, this movie is...
Were you alone? Right.
And it's not, they're treating it, the story will bleed into the other, but it's not like they've been splitting, like, certain movies part one and part two. They changed that. So it's not going to be, like, this is half of the movie.
So it is going to be kind of like a self-contained movie.
This is going to be its own movie, and it will bleed into the next movie.
That's better.
That's curious why
they changed, because it was supposed to be Infinity War part one and part two, and they changed that.
Okay.
My girl.
So it's not like, a five-hour-long movie that it just had to split in half.
Okay.
It's not like the Game of Thrones last season. Because apparently you're going to have, like, some characters that aren't in
part one or the first one.
Like Captain Marvel, because that movie is going to come out in between. And even Ant-Man and the Wasp. Supposedly Ant-Man is going to be in Infinity War, but not a huge part. But he's going to have a bigger part in the next one, because apparently what he's going to deal with in his sequel, which comes out a couple months after Infinity War, the Quantum Realm, that's going to be a big key of...
Well, interesting you said that, because, on the Ant-Man and the Wasp trailer, he asks her, like, would you have come if I asked you to come? But I thought there was in reference to the Civil War
fight. I ask that all the time I'm in bed.
All right, so there's all that. Now, other movies, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom. Is this the Lost World movie that we were hoping we'd get?
I don't know. Jeff Goldblum is in it.
He is.
I don't know for how long.
It seems that they're going to be in the United States, or at least on the mainland, whether it's South America or North America, who knows. It looked pretty awesome.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think the first Jurassic World, I didn't know that we needed it, but it was good, and it did very well, and now it's like, oh, shit, it did really well. Let's pump out a couple of sequels, so...
That's all Hollywood knows how to do.
You're right.
They have no new ideas.
You throw something on the wall. If it makes money, you keep throwing it at the wall to the top and making money.
Doing it. Right. Right. I mean, they brought back Roseanne after 20 fucking years. What is it, 1980? You know?
They have completely run out of ideas.
Well, that's because they brought back
I had seen a tweet. I had seen a tweet or something, and this was, you know, last year, saying, and it was something to the effect of, Star Wars opens next week and Jurassic Park is, you know, what is it, you know, 1993? You know, I mean,
man. So.
But anyway, but look, I mean, look, most of us here, if you still listen, I'm assuming you enjoy entertainment, you enjoy the movies. I still enjoy going to the movie and buying my $10 hot dog and my $8 popcorn.
At least they have a bar now. You can get a $13 cocktail.
Right, you know.
Superdome prices.
Right.
You know, but I enjoy it. It's an event. I like going to the movies. You know, they've improved. You can have food. You have a reclining chair. Now it's kind of cool. So, but anyway, I enjoy going to the movies. All these movies coming forward. Again, I'm going to be a busy, busy summer.
So you saw Ready Player One.
I saw Ready Player One.
I'll be pretentious, and I say I did read the book a few years ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know you could read.
I'm very I read the intro and the outro every week. So good. I know it's not going to be in the book, clearly, but
no, it's a good movie.
'80s nostalgia for you.
A lot of '80s nostalgia, pop culture in it. That's enjoyable. Steven Spielberg directed. I don't know anything bad he's ever done.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was...
Yeah, with the Spielberg film. I don't care what he could direct a film about cutting grass, and it'd be spectacular. Trust me.
And it was virtual world, right? Concept?
Yeah. There's a lot of, obviously, CGI in it, and the characters are avatars. They're not, you know...
The real
people. But there are real people in there, and then they obviously do a lot, you know, of that. A lot of cool nostalgia, you know, people... Again, I thought that I just, you know, things in there that, I like to see this. Oh, I like to see that.
What,
you know?
What would you say it, like, reminded you of as far as other movies? Like
oh, goodness.
Or...
No. You know, I mean, the overall plot is pretty basic, you know. Corporation's bad, individual's good, you know. I mean, you know, but it's more the pop culture references and all the
the clue, the good little mystery kind of thing.
Right, that's fun, right? So maybe like a Harry Potter type thing, you know. Yeah. Right, you know. So again, but very good. Again, like I said, definitely if you're a fan of the '80s and you're like pop culture, you're
40 to 60 year old sci-fi geek, you'll love this movie.
That kind of sums it up, you know.
Right. Or a young sci-fi history buff.
Right. Get out there. Go see it. It's good.
What about Pacific Rim? Are y'all excited about this?
I like the first one. I have really no desire to see the second one until it comes on cable.
That's exactly it. I saw the first one on cable. I'll see the second one on cable.
I saw the first one in the theater. I really enjoyed the first one. I like it. If it comes on TV, I'll watch it. But the second one, I just like...
It's a cable movie.
It was a good one... Like they didn't need a sequel to it.
Yeah, they
especially when you're not bringing back the main character.
Yeah, but it made money, Jason.
The first one did.
Right.
So that's
it made more, but it made money overseas. That's
okay. Well, I'm sorry. If it don't make money in America, then other people's money don't count.
They took our job. They took our job. They took your job. They took our job.
Well, all right. I agree. Like, it's one of those. Well, I'm not
especially
go
when
pay
the original director isn't
for
back.
A hot dog, $13 for a drink, and $60 for a ticket to go see it. But I'll watch it for free when it comes on. You're damn right.
Yeah.
Or pay $1.50 on Redbox.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll see it when it comes on cable.
And I think it's going to be enjoyable. If you're a fan of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's awesome. And do you think they're building into a Infinity War 2?
I mean, maybe. Somewhat. I mean, they can't.
Very tangential, yeah.
Right.
As much as they touched on any of the other movies.
But, I mean, they're warning them of Alien, and I guess you really need to. This past episode, there were a lot more ties to the MCU as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you would have seen it before we started talking about it. Right. I don't want to. Okay, I mean, I don't think I'm going to spoil anything, but you know, like they talked about this, because you did see it at the end of the last episode, the device that allows her to talk to the Kree.
Yeah, like how Hydra is working with the Kree to actually
help
Earth.
Like
that's what they say, to prevent an oncoming invasion. Now, are they talking about a Thanos invasion?
Right.
Like, you know, if they could.
Yeah, the previews show that almost that setting up where S.H.I.E.L.D. and Hydra are going to work together.
You'll have to watch it.
I can't wait.
I watched it already. Yeah,
I just hate to watch it and then have a whole week before the next episode.
Do you remember that? That was the fun part about Lost. You had a whole week to just think about it and talk about it.
That's true. That's
part of the fun.
But Lost was a little different, though.
Lost.
It was.
I mean, because Lost was more of
a theory show,
mystery show.
But S.H.I.E.L.D. does that. I mean, the AfterBuzz podcast on S.H.I.E.L.D. is one of my favorite podcasts, because that is. Lost was the first show that I listened to a podcast for, and it's the first podcast that I ever listened to, too. So Lost was like groundbreaking in many ways, just for that, as well as television. So I get it. There's only certain shows that I think you could truly effectively pull it off. I think S.H.I.E.L.D. is one of those episodes where it is every episode sets up a conversation of the week.
Yeah, now it may not last as... You know, not going to provide as many theories as Lost, but it still makes you think, like, so where?
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
Sure.
How does that?
You'll
enjoy
Game of Thrones.
Most recent,
another one that could, you know, sustain a
podcast. You'll enjoy the most recent episode, but just that's.
Oh.
I mean, God, like it's crazy because TV had a lull, and it always does in the wintertime, but like now it's like there's so many shows that are back now, and like my DVR is starting to fill up, and I'm trying to find time to fucking watch everything.
Speaking of, when does Better Call Saul typically come on? Is that a summer
It typically
show?
Comes back in the spring, but it was pushed back. Like, I don't know that it's coming back until maybe like the fall, and I'm
kind of
disappointed.
Right.
Westworld comes back this month.
That's
a big one.
Legion started back up.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but Legion started this week.
Legion's back. I had to rewatch. I had to watch a third. There's a 30-minute Legion recap on YouTube. I had to watch it too.
Yeah, you know what? I probably should do that too, because Legion was so fucking trippy.
Yeah.
I remember
sure
a lot of
it. I'm not sure what y'all are talking
about. Did you watch
about?
It? Legion
on FX? It's an X-Men character.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Okay.
And probably the most mind-bending thing you've ever watched.
It was pretty amazing.
It's insane how... And then if you watch the... I'll send you the link to it, but... This video talks about all the different symbolism inside it, the foreshadowing. Like, it's not just like telling you what happened. It's giving you all the in-depth artistic behind the scene, like the musical choices that they made, the cues, the references back and forth to each other, the use of the color red, it's really cool, like that level of stuff, but also reminding you who is who and what happened, so that when you go into season two, you're like, okay, what's
and
real and what's not
right.
real.
Right, and it's the showrunner is the guy who does the Fargo shows for FX, the Fargo series. And so those are really good. But yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, I haven't watched it yet. I'll probably watch it this weekend. So like that's back. The final season of The Americans came back last week, so now that's back on. Survivor. You know, we just watched. That's the old standby.
Yep.
Little Survivor. I started watching the show Trust.
Oh, is that good?
There's only been two episodes. So apparently each episode takes place mostly from a certain character's point of view. So the first, like Donald Sutherland plays, it's based on a true story, the Getty Oil family. Donald Sutherland's the oil guy. First episode was based on him. But the second episode, Brendan Fraser, it took place from mostly his perspective. And I know he's been kind of missing for a while, but he was fucking great.
Oh, is it – so it's the same story told each week but from a different character?
No. It's one continuing story, but as the story progresses, it's more focused from certain –
Yeah, the previews for that looked good, and I meant to record it. Might have to go back and find it on the
– I'm usually all in on a lot – FX shows, I usually give the benefit of the doubt because they've been
– Did anybody – did anybody try to get into The Terror?
I watched about maybe 20 minutes here and there.
I'm DVR. I mean, I have a DVR at all.
Yeah, I watched it the first. Same here. 20 minutes, and I turned it off. It was boring. Is there like a science fiction element to this, or is this truly just a story about a bunch of guys on a boat who are going to die?
They're on a boat.
You know what I mean? Like the opening credits suggest that they're like supernatural creatures involved, where some of these people are, I don't want to say zombies, but because like you don't want AMC to pretty much be all shows are zombie shows, but it did kind of get a zombie feeling in the previews, and they hitched their wagon to The Walking Dead, but the first 20 minutes, I mean, shit, 20 minutes in, and so far nothing's happened yet.
That's what AMC loves to do. They love to fucking tease you. Have y'all watched that HBO show Barry with Bill Hader?
No.
That just started. He plays a hitman who gets sick of his job as a hitman and wants to get into acting. There's only been two episodes so far, but I definitely recommend checking it out.
Okay, all right. I like that. And how about SNL alum, Last Man on Earth.
Last Man on Earth, yeah. Still, we watch it.
Hilarious.
Uh-huh.
I wish more people would watch it. It's always on the verge. It's one of those shows that's on the verge of being canceled at all times. But it's so fucking smart. Like the Fred Armisen character.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And how that all played out.
Yeah, right. How that all played out.
Now, have y'all mentioned The Walking Dead?
I wasn't going to say it around Jason without you here.
That's okay. Look, I'll go. I got to go feed Wrigley some medicine. So I'll be back in 5 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, for The Walking Dead fans who are here, Damon and I are still watching the show. Jason hated it. He gave up on it years ago when it was okay to give up on it, but he refuses to give it a second chance now, even though I think it's turned the corner. It's a new show. It is its own show. You know what I mean? It's not the old Walking Dead. It's not a horror show. It's not a fear show, what it might have been in the beginning. And it's not our lives are on the line every turn we make type show. Now it's a character story.
Correct. Now, I do think I think there's too many characters. I think, you know.
Well, that's how you get away with slaughtering a bunch of them in the finale.
Well, this is true. You slaughter a bunch of them and you don't have to pay anybody anything because, well, fuck you. You want that much out. I'll cut you out.
Right. Contract negotiate. That's how you want. If you want to be able to predict who's getting cut, look for contract negotiations.
Right. But I do think. I mean, you know, you say, yeah, I still enjoy it. I still watch it every week. I don't have that great anticipation like I used to.
No, but it's good to be there Sunday night.
Yeah, it is. It definitely. You know, and I think this was Jason's. I don't know. Who knows what Jason's complaint was? But I am kind of. I feel like they're dragging this on and on. Like, we're going to end this season. There's only two more episodes left. And there's not going to be any resolution with Negan.
It's a soap opera, then, is what you're saying.
Right. And there needs to be a little, you know, they need to move this. Okay, move it along a little quicker.
But here's the thing. Here's your problem. And I think this is part of why they might be doing it. They learned their lesson. When they had the governor, you had a good villain, and you had to kill him because you need that quick. It's a TV show. In TV shows, you've got to have resolution relatively quickly. But when you have a good villain that really, I mean, the hero's only as good as the villain. Then, right. And the story's only as good as the villain. When you cut Negan.
But it's getting repetitive. But it's getting very repetitive very quick. The whole Negan storyline has been very repetitive.
Well,
every Walking Dead story. Every Walking Dead story gets repetitive.
I get it, and I agree. And here's your problem on the other side. You could say Mustache Guy is going to be the new villain. Clearly, that's there. And Negan's going to probably end up becoming a good guy. I don't know how.
100%.
I don't know 100%. How they're going to bridge that. You've got to move that slowly because people just aren't going to – the fans aren't going to go for it. They're not going to buy it that all of a sudden we're just going to trust this guy, right? I mean, maybe you could pull it off in a couple of episodes, but whatever. And Mustache Guy becomes the new true villain because he's a fucking psycho.
Look at me. Right. I'm crazy Mustache Guy.
But that is still more of the same, right? I mean, at the end of the day, you are still watching the same show, just a bunch of good guys against a crazy bad guy.
Right.
What have they done or what are they going to do to truly build a next chapter of this bigger zombie universe story? Like, are you going to go in this direction where, what's her name, showed them, like, away with the aqueduct? Okay, so that's cool. You're going to move forward here. What's the next threat to the next level of society? Not just a threat to us as an individual little village, but let's say we do create this new, a bigger community, then you need a level of threat. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, you got to progress.
No doubt.
They no won't. Doubt. The only thing they're going to do is introduce. Okay, when I don't know what y'all are talking about, but whenever Negan becomes a good guy again, they're just going to introduce another group of bad guys, and they're going to have to fight the new group of bad guys, and it's just going to keep the same cycle. That's all this show is. Once they get done with the Saviors, there'll be some other bad guys that they're going to have to deal with.
Which is okay, because that's every show, Jason. That's every show. Shield.
No, it's not.
Yes, it does. Shield. They beat one enemy. Next season, it's going to be another enemy. And then every other show is like that.
Except
the key
at least
is
Shield
progression.
Is
right. The key is progression. That's what my point was, progression. You can't just have Rick and his gang against another gang. If they're going to grow, then now you're going to have like our whole community against another community. That's what these seasons are about. Now you got to grow a little more. And it's got to be something bigger. It's got
to
keep getting
bigger.
You
keep expecting the show to be different, and it's not. It's going to be the same. That's all the show has ever been. Nick's group. Rick's group against the group of bad guys.
Well, they need to kill Rick. They need to kill Rick, and they need to put Negan in his place. All right,
but again, it's just going to be there's going to be another group of bad guys that they fight. It's going to keep doing that.
Any other TV show or movie that you guys wanted to bring up? Solo.
Solo's going to be tough.
It is, but I'm still kind of excited to see it. I mean, I would say excited, but like I'm going to go see it.
Interesting. I thought you guys would be jerking off to this one.
Well, it's so hard. I mean, Harrison Ford is Han Solo. You know, it's just so hard to retcon this character, you know, to make him younger. Just like Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones. And Disney owns all that now, so I'm sure they're going to want to crank that franchise.
I think Indiana Jones is in the works. I don't know what they're doing with it, but supposedly one's in the works.
Right. Are they going to do it where he passes the baton? You know, that's what the last one they did.
They tried
that
one time.
Right.
They picked the wrong baton
cuckoo,
receiver.
Cuckoo.
You don't want Shia LaBeouf?
The scene with him swinging in the vines with the monkeys was just
hard. Just because you can do something with CGI doesn't mean you should.
And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to run through. I have a list of movies that are coming out in 2018. I'm going to go through the ones that we have not already talked about. And I just want, this is rapid fire, a yeah or a yeah. Or something in between as far as how you guys feel about what's coming up.
We get the concept.
Okay. So, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, or just Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. A Quiet Place.
Yeah.
If I like that kind of movie, I think I would really enjoy it, but I'm not a big scary movie guy, but I think it's going to be really good.
The new Fantastic Beasts movie.
Yay, I'm all in on Potter World.
I'm actually rewatching the Potter series now, obviously the originals. I haven't even seen the
first Fantastic
Beasts. The first one.
I like that better than I like the Harry Potter.
The Potters. I need to watch.
I would go that.
All right, Sicario, Day of the Soldado.
I never saw the first one, but I've heard good things.
What is it?
Sicario.
Oh, yeah. It's been pretty good. It's a mindless little action flick with, cool tough guys. Yeah,
Aquaman.
I think Aquaman will be better than a lot of the recent DC movies. So I'll go. Yeah.
Very, very tough.
Aquaman was one of the better parts of Justice League.
Aquaman is Justice League's Thor, in my opinion.
I'll go there.
Okay. I can see that.
Cock Blockers.
I think it's going to be funny.
It looks funny, yeah.
I'm not going to go watch it in the theater, but I think it's going to be funny. So I'll go yay.
John Cena.
I don't think it's actually called Cock Blockers anymore. Now it's just blockers with like a picture of a chicken above it.
Right. Well, it's a rooster, not a chicken. Chickens aren't cocks.
All right. I'm going to skip Sherlock Gnomes because that looks stupid. The Incredibles 2.
Yay, I'm all in.
Figured you'd be.
Incredibles was good. Yeah. Why wouldn't this one be good?
Mm-hmm. It's a cartoon. I'm an adult.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yay.
We mentioned. I don't think we ever talked about the movie itself other than maybe one or two things. Rampage with The Rock.
I think that's a cable movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go eh.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's based off of the classic arcade game from the 80s.
Which I used to play all the time at the
arcade
rink.
At the skating rink. Fuck yeah, at the skating rink.
Oh, yeah. Remember, I was the one with the high score in the LaPlace skating rink. My name was AAA. It was my initials.
But I'm not, I'll see it. I don't think that's one I need to go to the theater and see.
Isle of Dogs, animated Wes Anderson movie.
No, me.
Wes Anderson is an eccentric taste in comedy. So it's a tough one for some people, I think. Ocean's 8. It basically, girls.
No, right, 11. Right. I'm sure it will be as successful as Ghostbusters 1. Let's make an Ocean 11, okay. But with a female cast. Oh, that's great.
Right.
You know, it sounds like something South Park needs to make fun of these people. You know?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. What about The Predator? Is this a reboot or a continuation?
Oh, I didn't know.
I believe it is a reboot. Kind of mildly intrigued.
Yeah, no, sure. The Predator. When did that release? Yeah.
It looks like September is the scheduled release date.
And it's not connected to those Predator Alien movies. That was totally separate. This is like a totally.
Which were good, by the way. The first one of them was good.
It's all right.
Ralph Breaks the Internet. This is Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yay.
Okay. And I am all in.
Okay, I made fun of Jason watching cartoons earlier.
Well, I was going to say, it's cartoons.
Wreck-It Ralph was good. I forget when I've seen it, but yeah, Wreck-It Ralph was good.
That 80s nostalgia, good. That's what it is. The new Mission Impossible movie.
I haven't seen since maybe the second one.
See, I didn't see, like, Ghost Protocol was supposedly good, and I haven't seen.
It makes me want to go back either. And just go through all of them. And you know what? One day, maybe I will. Or, you know,
I don't even know how many they have, but yeah, I mean, I might have watched the first two. I mean, they feel like this is the sixth or seventh.
I think this is number six.
It's basically James Bond, you know, at this point. Right. You're never going to be finished with James Bond. There you have it. Okay. Super Troopers 2.
Ooh, I've been on. Yay.
Yeah. Troopers was very good, yeah.
What about Hotel Transylvania on a cruise ship?
No.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's the Alvin and the Chipmunks chipwrecked. That's so stupid.
Well, you know, you gotta take it somewhere.
Hey, the last two made money, so yeah.
Yeah, okay, we're down.
Yeah, we're done.
All right. Well, okay. I'm going to forego final thoughts if that's okay with the two of you.
It's WrestleMania week here in New Orleans.
What's this about the Pelicans doing a wrestling thing at halftime and not even referencing the fact that WrestleMania is in New Orleans on the same week?
Yeah, that was pretty odd.
WWE.
Yeah, I thought there would be. Well, I thought I'd see wrestlers at the game last night. I only saw. Actually, I didn't see any. I mean, John Goodman was courtside. That's the only celebrity I saw at the game. But you'd figure some of the wrestlers would have been in town already and they could have gotten involved in it. But no, it was. I didn't.
Oh. I know you went last time, Jason. You going this time?
No, not.
Did you go to the wrestling, I don't know the name of it, the wrestling experience?
The fan access. I didn't, but I heard good things about it.
You're not going to go to that, because that's what I went to last time. And yeah, it was fun.
It's just like a little festival, like the pregame Super Bowl type stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
kind of
like
the fan thing at the convention center.
Right. Same shit. I went to both of them.
You get to go see Rowdy Roddy Piper.
He's dead.
Okay, Macho Man Randy Savage.
He's dead.
I mean, the Ultimate Warrior.
Also dead.
I mean, Andre the Giant.
Also dead.
Speaking of television, there is an Andre the Giant documentary coming on HBO next week.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend checking that out.
Now, maybe we get Scott Greenbaum on the show to talk about that. He's a huge wrestling fan, WWE.
Oh, so he'll probably watch wrestling. You should go over to his house and watch WrestleMania. He's like, so this one guy in tights beat this other guy in pants.
Where's the Hardy Boys?
Right.
But wrestling, Jason, I mean, you know, I don't know if you were like, I was big into wrestling when I was a kid, younger, and yeah, it was Mid South wrestling. Oh, I mean, blooded when I was a kid in the '80s, Mid South wrestling, WCW, the Von Erichs and Texas Championship Wrestling.
Loved
all of that. And then I faded out. It got stupid when they started doing Dink and Donk, you know, and all kind of stupid shit, WWE.
His name is Doink, Damon. Come on.
But then they pulled me back in. Back in the day was WCW and the NWO and all that. Boy, I was a big...
And then DX and the Attitude Era.
I was a huge fan again. You know, I was watching that in the late 90s.
Yeah.
I was too. Before, like, before I was watching that over Monday Night Football.
Monday Night Football, 100%.
Yep.
100%. But I would look forward to that.
That was the last prime, like the 90s and early 2000s. It was the peak, and then it kind of, once those guys left, maybe.
I don't know how popular it is.
Younger people would argue.
It's been all right, but it hasn't reached that level.
Yeah, but maybe younger people would argue it hasn't reached that level for us because we've moved on, but maybe for the.
Well, no, but it also hasn't reached that level in the ratings either.
Okay.
I mean, the ratings are steady, but they're not what they were. And also, I mean, look, The Rock is a huge star for a reason. You know, he's.
But again, but we just all said it. It used to be Monday Night Football.
I don't think it would beat Monday Night Football, but it used to get like 6 or 7 million. Now it gets like 4, which is still very solid for a cable program, but it's not it's not that.
What's going to be interesting is what Vince McMahon is going to do with the XFL, because he's bringing that back, and I don't know if we ever talked about that on the show.
It'll probably fail again, but you know, it seems like all these football leagues, like there's another spring league too. It just seems like these football leagues are going to fail.
At the end of the day, I mean, the NFL is professional sports. It's got the best athletes. It's always going to have the best athletes. So, if anything, it's like watching a minor league baseball team.
That would be the way for it to succeed, would be if kids skip college.
Which is what they said they might.
And go there and can leave and maybe go to the NFL quicker.
From there.
You know, because they have to spend at least 3 years if they go to college. But say they want to play 1 year and then leave, they could do that. If they went to this league first.
But it's just manage your expectations. It's not going to replace or beat or put out the NFL. It's just going to be another football option.
I don't know. I mean, maybe if you tell Drew Brees it'll make money, maybe he'll invest in it.
And then he'll sue you when it doesn't.
He's invested in dumber things.
That's right. All right, that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. You can like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on your podcast app, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, $4 million worth of jewelry, donkeys.
Good night, Houdat Nation.